Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to be an intimate evening with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen at the Coliseum at Caesars in October. And we have Andy Cohen on the phone. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Mercedes.
Good to talk to you this morning. I'm kind of fangirling. I've always wanted to be a guest on your show, but now you're a guest on our show.
I know. Well, you guys are Las Vegas institutions, so I appreciate you having me.
Oh, man. He knows how to get in good with the guests.
I know what's going on in Vegas.
I am so giddy to talk to you as well, Andy, because I think your bromance with Anderson Cooper, I adore the bromance you have. There's two bromances I love, yours and Anderson Cooper's, and also Jimmy Fallon and Blake Shelton.
Oh, nice. I thought you were going to say me and John Mayer, so I'm glad you like me and Anderson, because we're coming to Vegas.
Now, tell us about this show, because when I heard this, I thought, well, first of all, these are two of my favorite men, and I love that you're doing a show together. What exactly is going to happen during this intimate conversation?
It's a night of storytelling. It's basically like going to a bar with me and Anderson, and we tell you our best stories. And we encourage drinking, by the way, which shouldn't be a problem in Las Vegas. We just tell our, you know, great stories. We bring video clips from our lives and our career. Excuse me. And we also, at the very end, we take questions from the audience. But it's just a great time, basically. It's fun for everybody.
I'm guessing between the two of you, you obviously have a lot of stories. And I was trying to think, like, I wonder what the most asked question is for both of you. And I'm guessing for Anderson and maybe you, it has something to do with Kathy Griffin and that whole situation there. And then for you,
there was a time when people were asking that one. Yeah.
And then for you, I was going to guess something with John Mayer or with one of the Real Housewives, whoever is causing, you know, some issues at that point.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you know, the cool thing is that we both lead pretty energetic lives, and we're both in the middle of a lot of stuff. So Anderson just got back from Helsinki for the big summit with Putin and Trump. So, you know, a month ago he was at the royal wedding. So there's always something new to talk to him about. And in me, it's just whatever scandal is surrounding me at that moment are usually kind of the top things that people want to talk to us about.
I would love to call Anderson. I don't know if you do this or not, but Anderson Cooper was so excited that he claims that Prince Harry waved at him. And it was the most, like, generic wave to the crowd ever. And then Cooper's like, he was waving at me. We made eye contact. It was the sweetest thing.
He texted me that day.
Oh, did he really?
He texted me that day. Yeah, because I texted him. I was like, wait a minute. Did he wave at you? He's like, yes. I go, he goes, yes, I'm telling you. I go, look, I'm sure he did, because the thing is, Anderson's hair, Anderson is like, you know, Katniss Everdeen when you see him, because his hair is so white. He's like girl on fire, you know what I mean? And so I do think that Prince Harry saw him and recognized him.
He does stand out in a crowd,
he does.
You have to admit.
The other thing too,
he does.
The other Andy, what I love is, and Mercedes and I actually talked about this many times on the show, is when it comes to the whole Real Housewives franchise, is I don't know what you call it, but in the opening segments, when every girl has her little tagline.
Yeah, their tagline. Yeah.
How do you guys come up with the tagline? Like, if hair is energy, you can call me energized. Like, who comes up with the taglines? They're amazing.
Either the women come up with them themselves, or they work with us to come up with them. It's an ongoing dialogue that's kind of happening all season long.
So if Anderson had one of those taglines, it's the Real House Husbands of the Coliseum in October,
right.
And you and Anderson have to do one. What's Anderson's?
Anderson's is climate change may be real, but there's no way to turn down the AC. Isn't that good?
That's awesome. Okay, what about
you? Who do you think came up with that?
Works for both, yes.
What about yours, Andy?
They say talk is cheap, but it's made me millions.
Oh, yes. That's so good.
It's kind of douchey. It's kind of douchey, but it's also kind of great.
I was going to say, I put the O in COVID.
Oh. I just realized you guys, you both said that they had the same initials, too.
Yeah.
The tour should be AC squared.
That's why the tour is called AC squared, Broseph.
I didn't even, well, maybe they have in our notes.
Come on, Broseph.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy, you're just so awesome. I love how relatable you are. I love watching you. And we're so excited that you and Anderson are coming to town in October. Hey, will you give us a call before you guys arrive, maybe a week before the show, just to check in with us?
You bet. I'm happy to do it.
Awesome. We can't wait to see you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Mercedes. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay,
bye-bye. Take it easy, man.
Bye.